CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. A speech delivered by Chinese President Xi Jinping on the arts a year ago has been made public in full for the first time. President Xi made the speech while attending a symposium with authors, actors, scriptwriters, and dancers in Beijing last year. The president asked the artists not to pursue commercial success at the expense of producing works with artistic and moral value. During his speech, the president urged artists to create works that advocate integrity, merit, and compassion to provide the public the best food for thought. A new report on global wealth is suggesting China's middle class has overtaken the United States to become the world's largest. The report by Credit Suisse suggests there are now 109 million people ranked in China's middle class compared with 92 million in the United States. Credit Suisse's report made the floor for the middle class as those having wealth double the annual median income for their country. The report also says while wealth may still be mostly concentrated in Europe and the U.S., wealth in emerging markets has been growing rapidly, including a fivefold rise in China since the beginning of the century. The bribery trial for a former vice minister of the Ministry of Public Security has taken place. Li Dongsheng's case has been put before the courts in Tianjin. He is accused of abuse of power and taking bribes worth some 22 million yuan during his time in government. Li Dongsheng, who once served as the vice president of China Central Television, was caught up in the government's corruption crackdown in 2013. A Chinese delegation is set to attend the third Arctic Circle Assembly in Iceland starting tomorrow. The delegation will be led by Vice Chinese Foreign Minister Zhang Ming, who will give a keynote speech at a meeting to outline China's stance on the Arctic region. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is also going to send a video message to explain China's policy on Arctic affairs. There will be presentations on China's scientific research, shipping, oil and gas exploration, and research into climate change. The meeting runs until Sunday. China has pledged to donate $5 million to support the global fight against Ebola virus disease. The Ministry of Commerce said an agreement has been signed with the United Nations in China. The donation will go to the UN Ebola Response Multi-Partner Trust Fund to support the UN mission for Ebola emergency response. Earlier, China has donated $6 million to this fund in December. The outbreak in West Africa since last spring has caused more than 11,000 deaths in the region. On Wednesday, Iran's highest legislative body endorsed the implementation of the country's recent nuclear deal with six world powers. Iran's official news agency reported that the Guardian Council supported a parliamentary approval of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. On Tuesday, the Iranian parliament motivated to move forward with the implementation of the deal. With the endorsement from the Guardian Council, the legislation turns into a mandatory law. President Hassan Rouhani said implementation of the deal will begin next week. Iran recently entered a deal with five permanent member states of the UN Security Council and Germany. Under the deal, Iran will improve the transparency of its nuclear program while ceasing some of its nuclear development. In exchange, it will be given international sanctions relief. China participated in the negotiations of that deal. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told Congress in a letter that he is sending up to 300 U.S. troops to Cameroon. Obama said the troops are going to conduct airborne intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance operations. The deployment of about 90 troops began on Monday. On Wednesday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the deployment is aimed at combating Boko Haram and other extremist groups in West Africa. He added the troops will not take on a combat role. Boko Haram is an Islamic militant organization active in several West African countries. Obama said the troops will stay in Cameroon as long as their support is needed. Apple might be on the hook for a hefty settlement with the University of Wisconsin. A court in Madison has found Apple guilty of IPR infringement. The courts there have ruled Apple illegally used technology for its processors, which has been patented by the University of Wisconsin. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.